China's foreign minister yesterday stressed his country's commitment to Africa's development at the end of a China-Africa summit. At the meeting, Beijing pledged $10 billion in loans and countered criticism it was plundering the continent's resources. As part of an 8-point plan, China will also forgive government debts of the poorest African nations. China's premier dismissed accusations that China had come to Africa to plunder its resources and practice neocolonialism. We spoke to Marcus Weimer, research fellow from the Africa program in Chatham House, to ask him if these accusations are valid.
I think in some cases they may well be justified, especially when you talk about, you know, leaders being propped up by that aid. But I think what we have found in recent research on Asian national oil companies in Angola and Nigeria, which was published by Chatham House in August, we have found that actually it is Angola and Nigeria who are in the driving seat of this relationship. They very much determine the relationship and the terms of it. So rather than China exploiting Africa in these two instances of Angola and Nigeria, we see the opposite in a way. It is a matter of South-South cooperation, as the Chinese would put it. And, you know, it is basically a strategic investment in the continent, trying to further ties with certain African countries and China.